We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila. It's Friday, February 13th, 2026. Egads! It's World Radio Day here at WPGU. World Radio Day was proclaimed by UNESCO member states in 2011. The United Nations General Assembly adopted the holiday, cementing February 13th as the most important holiday on the calendar. To celebrate this year, we've decided to walk down memory lane through WPGU history. WPGU's first air date was December 3rd, 1953, 72 years ago, and began as an experimental radio station run by engineering students. The station was named for the parade ground units where the station was originally located on the university campus. The units used to house soldiers returning from World War II who were attending the university. It was not initially broadcast over the air. Instead, the radio signal was sent via carrier AM into campus buildings. In 1964, WPGU joined Illini Publishing Company, which would eventually become Illini Media Company, and got an FCC construction permit for a new FM station. From April 17, 1967 onward, WPGU was officially on air. In April of 1972, student disc jockey Ted LeBlanc led WPGU's foray into broadcasting in FM stereo. The first song heard on air in stereo was "We Can Be Together" by Jefferson Airplane. During the highlight of the grunge era in the 90s, WPGU was known as Champaign-Urbana's Modern Rock 107.1 The Planet. By the early 2000s, the station had become known as WPGU as a shorthand. Notable WPGU alumni include Rick Salinger from CNN London and NBC5 Chicago, former CBS News executive producer Lane Venardos, and famed film critic Roger Ebert. Moving on to campus news, Christopher Burcham, a professor in LAS, was selected Tuesday to the National Academy of Engineering, a professional engineering organization chartered by Congress. Burcham, before joining the university, spent 23 years in pharmaceutical development and design. During his career, he worked on crystallization and absorption-enabling platforms, a process of rearranging particles that can have applications in separation and purification for chemical industries. His research at the university is in the same field. Burcham and other new NAE members will be formally inducted in the fall in Washington. In local entertainment, Illinois Theater's newest production, Everybody, has started its run at the Krannert Center for Performing Arts. Written by Brandon Jacobs Jenkins and directed by Quenna Barrett, the play is an adaptation of the 15th century play Everyman, one of the first recorded plays in the English language. It follows everybody on a journey to discover the meaning of life while attempting to evade death. No two shows are the same, as each performance uses a lottery system to decide which actors will play certain roles. Everybody is performing in the Studio Theater today and tomorrow, and February 18th through the 20th at 7:30 p.m. There will also be a performance on February 21st at 2 p.m. To find out more about the production and to buy tickets, visit krannertcenter.com/events/everybody. Continuing with the arts, local artists Charlie Upchurch and Ollie Greer planned a pop-up market and day party, Love Motion Vendor Party, at Cloud Mountain Kombucha tomorrow from 1 to 6 p.m. The event will feature DJs, a masseuse, and goods from local businesses such as Tooth Butter Bakery and Delight Flower Farm. Of course, there will also be kombucha. Upchurch described the event as a, quote, day dance party, end quote, during which she wanted to celebrate all kinds of love.
We've got a few DIY crafts planned, so you can come make your own homemade Valentine card or whatever card you want. The concept is you can kind of come celebrate love, and no matter what your persuasion or connection to that is.
This is Love Motion's second pop-up. The first was Hibernation's Solstice Market, a similar event around Christmas time. Upchurch and Greer plan on more, with another event scheduled for Boneyard Arts Festival in April. Closing out with local politics, drawing a large crowd, Dylan Blaha visited the Literary for a discussion on recent ice activity in the Champaign area last Wednesday. As a progressive candidate running for U.S. House of Representatives for the 13th District, Blaha voiced many concerns on immigration enforcement and the Trump administration. Maria Jimenez, executive director of the Immigrant Services of Champaign-Urbana, acted as a guest speaker for the event. Speaking with personal experience, Jimenez shed light on the difficult road for citizenship in our country and immigration enforcement's part in it. Blaha assured the crowd that he will do everything in his power to keep our community safe from immigration enforcement and other unlawful acts curated by the Trump administration. Karen Medina, an audience member, expresses the significance of events like these.
I think an event like this builds community and actually helps us see each other and hear things together and discuss things together that we wouldn't have been able to hear or know about in our daily lives. And so he's building community while he's actually running for office. And I think that is refreshing.
Keep an eye out for more immigration enforcement discussions around the area. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Grace Avila, Mac Jones, Emma White, and Faith Routley. From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila.